Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Around yourself with nobody.
just cared about you. He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. I really do love you, my people. I do. Lord, I love you.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, most gracious and most heavenly Father. It is in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we come on this afternoon, Father God, to say thank you for life, for health, and for strength. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for another day, Father, with the gift of life, another day to serve, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to share, Father, another day to pray, another day to help, another day, Father God. And Father God, we just want to bless you for it, but we realize that, Father, if it had not been for your love, your grace, your mercy, if it had not been for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, but Father God, we bless you today that it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. As we come, Father God, we want to confess, Father God, every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, that no matter what we are experiencing right now, it could be so much worse. So much worse, Father God. But Lord, we're going to count our many blessings and say thank you, Father God. And where we are, we know that it's going to be better and it's going to get better than this, Father God, because there is a day, Father God, hallelujah, we will be with you forever and forever and forevermore. And so we bless you, Father God. We thank you for the services taking place all around the globe. Father God, some with the church doors open, some not. But Father God, we thank you that we are the church. We are the church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So as long as you are in us, Father God, hallelujah, we're in you, you're in us, Father God. There's no greater union, Father God, and there's no greater fellowship. So we want to bless you for all the souls that have given their life to you, Father God, in faith. And we want to say thank you for all the miracles. Thank you for all the backsliders being redeemed. Father God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. Father, we want to say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for our intense desire, Father, just falling in love with you more and more and more every day. We bless you. Now, Father God, we ask that you will bless our services today. Father God, everybody under the sound of our voice, we pray, Father God, that you will anoint our ears to hear the word today, Father. Anoint our eyes to see, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and most of all, our hearts to receive. And we bless you and we magnify you and we give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands on this afternoon, and we are asking right now that you and you alone will be glorified, Father God, and your people are edified. And we say thank you, Father God, for victory over Satan, because we know that he's already horrified, Father, because of the work of the cross cannot be undone. We say thank you. We say thank you that we celebrated Easter and resurrection last Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that work of the cross cannot be undone. There's nothing Satan can do, Father. He realized his time is short. He realized his time is short, Father God. And it appears as though he has speeded up his activity. But we pray for the land and we pray for the people of the land. Thank you, God, that everybody might know that the answer can only be found in Jesus. Thank you, God. So, Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship services, where we come to lift up the name of Jesus. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host, amen, on this platform. We are excited for another service that we can come together because there is no time and distance in the spirit. So we can come together on this platform, and it's the same as if we was all sitting in the same room. If we was all sitting in the same edifice, it wouldn't make a difference. Amen. Because sometimes you have people all in one room, but they're not all in the same space. They're not all in agreement. Sometimes you have a bunch of people in one room. One person is thinking about one thing. The next person is thinking about the other thing. Glory be to God. Somebody's thinking about yesterday. Somebody's thinking about tomorrow. Somebody's thinking about the food they had last night, the food they're going to get today, and they're not mentally and spiritually, they're not in the same space. But the beautiful part about our services, amen, is that we're in the same space, even though we are in different locations. So welcome, 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 welcome. Please enjoy the services on today. Glory be to God. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Amen. And we bless the Lord for today. Amen. So please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org and to find out more about our ministry. That's www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. So be comfortable, amen, to get into the word with us on today. Get your notebooks, get your pads, get your Bibles, amen. And there is a word from the Lord on today. Our scripture reading for this morning is coming out of Isaiah 43. The 43rd chapter of Isaiah, I just want to read that in your hearing. It says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overshadow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia, and Sheba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe and understand that I am he. And before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there was no strange God among you, for ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert and give drink to my people, my chosen. The people have I formed, this people have I formed for myself, that they show forth my praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. And we give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen and amen. It is my privilege today, amen, to introduce to you the speaker of the hour, amen, on this morning, amen, this afternoon. We give God praise, amen, hallelujah. She is a woman of honor, amen. She's a woman of integrity, amen, a God-fearing woman, amen. Glory be to God who loves the Lord. Amen. She studies to show herself approved unto God. Amen. A workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing, amen, the word of truth. Amen. So we thank God for her. She's a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory be to God. She sold out. Amen. She sold out to Jesus. Amen. She realizes that there is no other way. Amen. And Jesus is that way. Amen. She is a partner with the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. It is a pleasure, amen, to be able to, amen, to sit back on a Sunday, amen, and be fed, amen, by someone, amen, who doesn't come shucking and jiving and sugarcoating and, amen, talking to be heard. Amen. Glory be to God, but comes with a word from the Lord. Amen. And so we want to thank God for her. Amen. Our Dr. Lauren Davis out of North Carolina. Amen. We want to thank God for her. Amen. And her desire to serve in the Lord's kingdom. It is she who is going to be bringing unto us the word of God on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to play another selection. And immediately after this selection, the next voice you will hear will be none other than our Dr. Lauren Davis, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen. As I introduce to some and present to others, Dr. Lauren Davis. Amen and amen and amen. Destroy.
Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I'll lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
And the floor is yours, Dr. Lauren.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Doctor, and to all the listeners that are on the air on today. We give praise and we give glory and honor to the Most High, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our soon coming King. We thank you, Reverend, for this opportunity once more. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, God, for another opportunity to bring forth your word. Help us now to totally decrease, that your spirit, God, may increase in us, Lord God, as never before. We're praying for all the souls that will be listening on today, that you will know that God loves you on today and that your soul is precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. So we say thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic for today, there is a shift in the atmosphere. We will be talking about the six seals in the book of Revelation chapter 6. Chapter 6 of Revelation marks an important millstone in the progressive revelation of the end of the age. In chapter 5, John is introduced to the seven sealed books or scroll in God the Father's hand. In chapter 6, the first seals are open with resulting temperate events occurring on the earth. The shifting scene of Revelation, beginning in chapter 6, the scene shifts from heaven back to earth. This alternating between heaven and earth occurs throughout Revelation. Here are the major scene shifts. Earth, Revelation chapters 1 to 3. Heaven, Revelation chapter 4 and 5. Back to earth. Earth, Revelation chapter 6, 1 through 8. Heaven, Revelation 6, verse 9 through 11. Earth, Revelation 6, verses 12 to 16. Heaven, Revelation 7, verse 1 and 8, verse 6. Earth, Revelation 8, verse 7 and 11, 14. And heaven, Revelation 11, verse 5, 12, and verse 14. The first seal is the Antichrist we want to talk about. Just giving you a little information on today. And this is coming out of Revelation 6, 1 and 2. Now, and John is our speaker. Now I watched when the Lamb opened one of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come. And I looked, and behold, a white horse, and its rider had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he came out conquering and to conquer. As the first seal is open, John, in his vision, hears the noise of thunder, a symbolic token of a coming storm. And here is another scenario. On a warm summer day, one can hear thunder in the distance, even though the sun is still shining, a sign that a storm is approaching. The second seal, war. Chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Just some information today. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. And out came another horse, bright red. Its rider was permitted, listen to me, its rider was permitted to take peace from the earth so that men should slay one another, and he was given a great sword. And if we look out into the world today, men are killing one another. But God is saying here in his word that peace was taken from the earth so that men should slay one another. And he was given a great sword. The third seal, famine, coming out of Revelation 6, 5 through 6. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a black horse. And its rider had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and the three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." And here's the explanation of that. A measure of wheat is approximately what a laboring man who eat in one meal. If he used his denarius to buy barley, a cheaper grain, he would have enough from his day's wages to buy three good meals of barley. If he brought wheat, a more precious grain, he would be able to buy enough for only one meal. There would be no money left to buy other things, such as oil or wine, which was considered essential in biblical times. To put this scenario in ordinary language, the situation would be such that a person would have to spend a day's wages for a loaf of bread, with no money left to buy anything else. The symbolism therefore indicates a time of famine when life will be reduced to the barest necessities. For famine is almost always the aftermath of war. The somber picture is emphasized by the color of a horse, black being the symbol of suffering, which can be found in Lamentations 5 and 10. To God be the glory. Now let's move on to our fourth seal, death. Revelation 6, 7, and 8. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death, and Hades followed him, and they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and with the beast of the earth. Hallelujah. With the opening of the fourth seal, a dramatic picture of divine judgment upon the world is unfolded. Are we listening today? And it says here, to God be the glory. The vision, the dramatic expression he used in verse 2 indicates that what he sees again startles him. This horse is literally a pale green like young vegetation. The same word being used to describe the color of the grass in Mark 6 and 39 and Revelation 8 and 7 and Revelation 9 and 4. In the context, it is a grassy color. My God, my God. There are three main views on the identity of the wild beast of the earth in Revelation 6 and 8. first, it's possible that this refers to actual wild animals that will become especially ferocious during the tribulation, as their normal food supplies are disrupted. They will look for prey and take advantage of the defenseless as God uses them to terrorize and destroy. Another view is that this term is a reference to brutal military and political leaders of the end times. This view is based on the fact that the same phrase, wild beast, which in the Greek is virion, is used 38 times in Revelation, and every other time refers to the coming Antichrist or his henchmen, the false prophet. A third view is that this is a reference to pandemic plagues such as swine flu, and you know all about that, bird flu, you know about that too, AIDS, in Ebola, and the coronavirus that came from animals. Whatever the final fulfillment, this will add to the misery of Earth's darkest hour. And you can look these scriptures up in Matthew 24:15, Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12:1, Jeremiah 30:7, Joel 2:1-3. Moving on to the fifth seal, the martyred souls in heaven. My God, are we listening today? Are we listening to what the word of God is saying to each of us concerning the what's going to be happening in the atmosphere, which is taking place even behind the scenes? And when he had heard the fifth seal, I saw another under the altar, the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they came and cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that will on earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little while. Hallelujah. A little season until their fellow servants, you and I, also, and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. The revelation of a fifth seal makes clear that in the future time of revelation, it will be most difficult to declare one's faith in the Lord Jesus. It may very well be that the majority of those who trust Christ as Savior in that day will be put to death. This is confirmed in chapter 7, where another picture of the martyr did, the tribulation, is given, and in chapter 13, where earth is inflicted on all who will not worship the beast. Those who trust in Christ in that day will be forced to stand the acid test of being faithful even unto death. And the white robe given to each of the martyrs is symbolic of righteousness. The sixth seal, the day of divine judgment. The day of divine judgment. When he opens the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake. There is a shift in the atmosphere, and the sun became black as sackcloth. There is a shift in the atmosphere. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth. There is a shift in the atmosphere. As the fig tree sheds its winter fruit, shaken by a gale, the sky vanished, my God, like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. There was a shift in the atmosphere. Then the kings of the earth and the great ones and the generals and the rich and the powerful and everyone, slave and free, come on now, hid themselves in the caves among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of their wrath has come. And who can stand? Who can stand in that day? What person can stand in that day? But what about some shifting that needs to be taking place in our lives as Christians? Can we stand in that day? If we are rocky right now, if we are unstable right now, what will happen to us in that day? Thing has been shaken all around us. What has God said to any of us over this airlines? How can we be effective witness if we don't allow God to shift some things in our lives, move some things out of the way? We know what we do behind closed doors. We know what we do in church, and we think nobody sees us, but God sees it all. So whatever the shifting process that needs to be taking place in each of our lives, we better do it now. Because there's a time coming, oh, hallelujah, there is a time coming when God will call us to appear before the throne. And we will have to give an account of all the things, of all the deeds that we have done in this body, whether it was good or bad, whatever we said, whether it was good or bad, we have to give an account. So whatever the shifting that needs to be taking place, we better get in a hurry, because it's time out from playing church, because the real Christian will be able to stand in that day. If the blood of Jesus Christ is on your life, you will be able to stand, because Jesus Christ is your public defender. Jesus Christ is your defender on today. He is your redeemer on today. But those who do not know Christ as Savior, how will you stand in that day? You will just be just like what I've just read. You will be hiding under the rocks and under the mountains, saying, fall on us. We will not be able to stand before God's wrath. But let me tell you something. There is no hiding place. There is no hiding place. When that great day comes, there is no hiding place. It would be difficult to paint any scene more moving or more terrible than that described at the opening of the sixth seal. All the elements of great catastrophe, judgment of God, are present. In view of the catastrophes and climatic character of the period, there is no good reason that there should not be precisely the disturbance in the heavens and the earthquake mentioned here. This is borne out by the response of the world's people, both the great and mighty and the ordinary. In terror, they hide themselves in dens and in the mountains to escape the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a question of whether changes in human government or affairs would have brought such a striking transformation in the hearts of these wicked people, as is often the case with the desperate people. Instead of availing themselves of the grace of God, they attempt to hide from his wrath by seeking escape in death. But their hope is futile, for death is not an escape. For death is not an escape, but merely a change from one state to another. These who escape through death from the immediate judgment of God are eternal judgment at the great white throne. The elements of divine judgment pictured here are the common in the prophecies pertaining to the end of the age. Christ himself predicted earthquakes, Matthew 24:7. Both earthquakes and the sun becoming black are intimate. In Job, we see in Job 2:2 and Job 10:30-31, the heavens departing as a scroll are mentioned in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4. Also, it can be found in Isaiah 13:6-13. The resulting impression upon the unbelieving world is that the time of the judgment of God has come. It is apparent that the unbelieving world has some forbearing, that their blasphemous unbelief and worship of the beast are in defiance of the true God. They therefore seek refuge from the one sitting on the throne and apparently realize that the day of divine wrath has come. The world today that is so indifferent to the claims of God, so bent upon pleasure, luxury, and famine, will face terrible need. Success in the world is of no help. No one escapes. The day of God's wrath is not a 24-hour day, but a period of unspecified length. The day of wrath in one scene is the whole period of the great tribulation, when God will deal in direct judgment with the world, climaxing with the return of Christ in power and glory and divine judgment upon all who oppose his coming. The day of wrath is at the beginning of the day of the Lord, that extended period when God is going to deal directly in governing the entire world. It is significant that early in Revelation, the day of wrath is declared as having already come. It is another evidence that the great tribulation is already underway. Already underway. So if you're playing church, please hear this message on today and let God do some shifting in your life. If you're still sleeping around, if you still have time to repent, if you're bar hopping, I'm talking to the church. I'm not talking to the world. I'm talking to the pretenders who name the name of Jesus Christ, but at the same time, having one foot in the church and another foot in the world. Come on, church. It's time to stop playing church. We are called out to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility to warn a dying world of the wrath of God that is soon to take place. Will you be a witness, or will you continue to dibble and dabble? If you have accepted Christ truly in your heart, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. I'm talking to the homosexuals today. I'm talking to the lesbians today. I'm talking to the pedophile today. I'm talking to the murderers today, those that are hiding in the church and think that God can't see you. God's eyes is everywhere. There is nowhere you can hide. There's nowhere that you can run to. It's time to stop playing church and be the church of God, to let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Jesus Christ came to die for our sins. He bore our sin debt on the cross. He shed his blood for us. His body was battered and bruised and broken for us. But we as the church have lost our power. So we need to let God, in his sovereignty, in his love, in his grace, in his mercy, do some shifting in our lives. It's time to stop playing church. And in my closing, I just want to read Matthew 24 and verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations. And then shall the end come. Will you be ready? That concludes our message. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. We want to thank God for a gospel message. Amen. Pure and adulterated. Amen. A warning. Amen, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. God gave me a vision this morning, Dr. Lauren, that concurs right with your message on today. Amen. We are truly in the last hour. We don't even know how close we are. Amen. We want to thank God for that teaching. Beloved, this is a message that you might want to go back, listen again, share it with some family and friends. Amen. The opening of the six seals. Amen. Coming out of Revelation chapter six. Amen. The first one being the Antichrist, the second being war, the third one being famine and the black horse, the fourth being death, the fifth a martyr, the martyred souls in heaven, and six, the day of divine judgment. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to see more and more and more of the martyred souls, beloved, not just in the foreign countries, but here in the United States of America. Amen. The confirmation has already been spoken, beloved. And let us take heed to this gospel message on today. Amen. The preacher came and said, shift now. That was a plea from the Holy Ghost. That was a Holy Ghost plea, beloved. Shift now. Move now. Don't wait. Don't wait for nothing else. Don't wait for nobody. Don't wait for nothing else to happen. Shift now. You got to shift right now. Oh, my God. We want to thank God. We want to thank God. Oh, my God. I pray, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that the hearts will be open to receive. And she was talking to the believers and the non-believers, but mostly us believers, because judgment begins in the house of God. We're going to all stand before the great white throne judgment, beloved, that last judgment. That last judgment, that last judgment. Beloved, don't let your living be in vain. Shift right now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We thank God. We thank God for this word. We thank God. Stop playing. Stop playing, he said. Stop playing. Stop procrastinating. Stop making excuses. And shift now. If you don't move right now, it might be too late. Right now. 1, 2, 3, go. Don't look back. And don't look back. Oh, we bless be the name of the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Lauren. Amen. Dr. Lauren, now can we take a minute here, please? And if you can, amen, let us give a call to, we're going to give a call to salvation. Amen. For everyone that's listening. Amen. Glory be to God. If everyone's listening and you don't know Christ, you don't stand a chance. Okay. Until you come on over on the other side. Okay. You know, if you do not accept Christ before you take that last breath or before, amen, the God puts an end to all this, beloved, and we look, we are coming. This is the beginning of sorrows. Dr. Lauren covered the whole thing. I don't have to re-say anything. If you missed anything, go back and listen to the whole thing. But if you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. Now, we just got to give it to you straight and upright. You're going to H-E-L-L. Somebody said that's a little sadistic. No, it's not sadistic. Because God is not the one that's sending you to hell. You're sending yourself by not receiving the answer, not receiving Jesus, not receiving the person. Glory be to God. And his work, finishing work on not believing that by faith. He is the only one, beloved. He intervenes. He is our redemption. You must be born again. And then she came to let us know, those of us who say we're born again, then we better go back to the altar because maybe you're really not saved. Maybe you're really not saved. You better make your calling and your election sure. Sometimes we may have to go back, just go on back and make sure you got that thing right. Is he really in your heart? We heard what you said out of your mouth, but is he really in your heart? Because the Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Minister Lauren, let us take a minute here, if you will, and lead somebody to Christ. Do the sinner's prayer. Amen. Glory. But lead somebody to Christ. Anybody listening, you don't know Christ, you want to make that shift right now. Right now before you eat dinner. Right now before you do the next thing. Right, maybe you got an appointment somewhere. Say, hold up 1 minute. I got to shift right now. Right now. Amen. Please, Dr. Long.
Amen. Amen. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, God, for anyone that is listening, whose heart is open. God, we pray that the Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, will send conviction even right now that will lead a soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, turn right now to the Lord Jesus Christ and cry out, what must they do to be saved? But in Romans, the 10th chapter, in the 9th and 10th verse, I want you to repeat after me, whoever's listening who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, who is unsure of their salvation and their relationship with Christ, I want you to repeat after me that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Is what you speak out of your mouth by faith, believing that Jesus Christ died and that he was buried and he rose again on the third day according to scriptures. And the Bible said, if you believe that with all of your heart, you shall be saved. Because Jesus Christ died that you may have eternal security. And his security is in Christ Jesus. Whoever's on this phone line today, please, this is a warning call. This is a warning to somebody today to get right with Christ right now, to next moment. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Today is the day of salvation. He said, harden not your heart. Open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord, and Master of your life. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, amen. Glory be to God. And if you, amen, believe and receive, you are born again, amen. And as our minister, Lauren, said, amen, we have eternal security in Christ, but we do not have unconditional eternal security. The Bible teaches conditional eternal security. And we will be teaching on that in the upcoming days and weeks. Amen, beloved. So what am I saying? I said, you better shift right now. You better shift right now. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Dr. Lauren, amen. We appreciate you and thank God for how he has used you. Amen. To come with a very thorough message today, beloved. Amen. This is inspiration for those of us, amen, who've already shifted and still shifting, amen, and as a warning, amen, to those of us, amen, who are moving slowful, amen, and in disobedience, amen, to the leading of the Spirit. And we bless be the name of the Lord. And God bless you, my sister. Amen.
God bless amen. You as well, and thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. All right, saints, we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to receive, amen, our offerings, tithes and offerings today. Amen. We want to be a blessing. Amen to, amen, our speaker of the hour. Amen. We want to be a blessing to Dr. Lauren, the same as you would do if you were sitting in the building. They would pass a pen around, amen, to receive the offering, amen, for the preacher of the hour. The workman is worthy of the hire, okay? And then they would pass the pen around, or you would come up and, amen, and bring us our offerings as a part of our worship, amen, and you would bring your tithes and your offerings. Amen. And so if you're listening today, there's several ways that you can do this. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button and you can give there. Amen. Just make a little note. Amen. If you're combining the offering, just make a note how much of that you would like to bless Dr. Lauren with. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, we have a Cash App. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus, amen, and that goes instantly, amen, and either way is instant, amen. For those, we have PayPal to PayPal. Our PayPal address is LifeWordJesus@gmail.com, and our mailing address is a P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461, Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And just make a note there, amen, if how much of your donation is to be appropriated to Dr. Lauren, and we will see, amen, that she receives it. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. We want to thank God for the word. Amen. It's finished. It's a done deal. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we're close to going home. if you're in love with this world, it's time to create some space. Love not the world, the things in the world, beloved, the people in the world. If you're in love with anything in this world, it's time to create some space. It's time to shift and turn towards home, beloved, because we're on our way. And you know what? And today could be the day. The day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today could be the day. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. Glory be to God. I'm not worried about leaving my family because my family going up with me. My loved ones going up with me. I decree it and I declare it. Hallelujah. I ain't worried about leaving none of it. I won't need no money. Won't need no clothes. I'm going to have a new wardrobe. Hey, my God, Jesus. Huh? Won't need this furniture. I'm going to have some new furniture. They ain't worried about this house. I got a mansion. Hey, my God, come on, somebody. Come on, we need to shift. My God, that's the message of the month, Dr. Lawrence. The message of the year is a right now word. We need to shift today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's no longer business as usual. It's no longer business as usual. Don't even be surprised when you listen to the news. Don't even be surprised. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep doing right. Don't even be surprised. Just know that's confirmation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your shifting is not in vain. You just want to make sure that you're shifting in the right direction. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We will be back on this platform tomorrow morning. Amen. We meet here 7 days a week. Monday through Saturdays, we meet on the same platform at 6 a.m. in the morning. Come for your breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we have an altar prayer where we meet. Amen. 5 days a week for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So visit our website, get that telephone number. Amen. Come on and meet us at the altar of prayer because we got some stuff to pray about. Why? Because everybody's not shifting. Or some people are shifting, but they're shifting in the wrong direction. It is our responsibility. God is counting on us to pray for these people. You can't make nobody live right. But we can pray that they will get the will to turn in the right direction. Because God said, when my people turn from their wicked way, amen, that's our job, beloved. Let us be found worthy. Let us be found faithful in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. Amen. My pleasure to serve you. If you have given your life to Christ, if you are a first-time visitor, God bless you. Please come back. Let us hear from you, please. Visit our website. You can communicate with us there. You can send us messages. You can email us at lifewordjesus.org. Our telephone number is there. You can call us. Amen. Glory be to God. 267-719-3386. Amen. Glory be to God. We would love to, amen, talk to you. We don't really counsel. Amen. We don't counsel, but if you need a counselor, we can refer you to a spiritual counselor, amen, Christian counselor, amen, glory be to God. But we will pray for you, amen, and we do have some materials that we can send you to help you to grow and mature into your full salvation, and we bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God. Thank you for how you have used Dr. Lauren today, Father God, to come with a right now word. Father God, the same thing that she preached about today is what you showed me this morning in the vision. Now that is no mistake. Father God, we are right on the brink of this whole thing coming to an end as we know it. We are right on, the devil knows how close we are. That's why he's desperate. That's why he has intensified his efforts, because the devil knows. And Father God, we should know more than the devil, because you live in us, Father, and you have given us warning on warning on warning. You keep giving us warnings, Father, that we don't have the time we think we have. And whatever we gonna do, we got to do it right now. Shift right now. Jump right now. Repent right now. Confess right now. Right now, today, right now, today, before the sun go down. Get it right. Start moving in the right direction. And we say thank you, God, for your grace and thank you for your mercies. We bless you for every soul that have given their life to you today, every backslider that have turned, every confession that has been made, Father. As we continue to confess our faults, Father God, to you and to one another, and we say thank you. Bless the money, Father God, and bless the givers. Bless the givers, God, those who've already said, I'm giving today, right now, I'm giving, I'm sowing into this word. I'm not sowing into Dr. Lauren. I'm not sowing into Life Word Jesus. I'm sowing into that word. We say thank you, Father God, for them. And Father, we ask that you will return unto them, Father God, in the same measure that they have sown, because you love a cheerful giver. And we ask that you will bless the money, Father, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. And we say thank you. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we seal this service. We seal, Father God. Oh, Father, we bless Dr. Lauren, Father God. And we say thank you for covering her under the blood of Jesus. No retaliation upon her for bringing that word today. No retaliation upon us for hearing it and receiving it today. No retaliation in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. Beloved, God has already spoken. He don't have to say another word. Let us shift. Amen. Today. Amen. Thank God for the shift in the heavens.
One day. Well, I'm going where Jesus is.
Oh, yeah.
One day.
Well, I'm going.
One day,
I'm going where Jesus is.
Oh, I'll be
Amen, 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 amen. Saints, amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have an awesome day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, for the shift. Amen. In the atmosphere. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you.